Hey there, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast.
Jussie, what are you doing, man? This is this is a messed up situation. So, you know, just like a week ago, or not even a week ago, we were on Jussie's team. You know, we were talking about how messed up this situation is and how, you know, the LGBT community is victimized and he's being victimized and all of this kind of stuff. And everybody was, you know, being empathetic to his situation and sort of feeling sorry for him and all of that kind of stuff. And then practically overnight, like, the narrative on this whole thing has changed to basically, you know, him being the culprit in this whole thing, you know, with him staging this whole attack for the purposes, apparently for the purposes of trying to get more money from his employers on Empire or whatever the case may be. It's a weird situation. But today he turned himself in. He and his lawyers, you know, went down and turned himself in. And I suspect that he'll probably be released on bail within the next day or so, within the next couple of days, or maybe even today, later on today. Usually they let people out who they don't deem, you know, like they're going to run away and not show back up for the court date or anything like that. And then they give confidence to people who, you know, turn themselves in. So I suspect that he'll be released on bail later today or within the next day or two. And then the trial will start. But it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing unfolds. And, you know, I think the question is going to come down to whether or not he should be put in jail, whether or not he should serve time for this particular crime if he is, in fact, found guilty of perpetrating it. And my thought on that is I personally don't think it's a thing that's serious enough to warrant substantial jail time for him. And let me clarify that, because I don't want to make light of the situation. The situation is serious. I mean, it has serious implications to, you know, things like wasting man hours, you know, with police departments and investigators and detectives and all of that kind of stuff, whose time otherwise could have been put on more important, authentic cases and things like that. So there's implications with stuff like that. And there's implications to, you know, how this whole act has kind of set, in so many ways, set the LGBT community back, you know, for this whole thing. So there's lots of implications. So all of that stuff is serious. And I don't mean to make light of that at all. What I am saying is that I don't think that this particular act is something that is necessary, that necessarily warrants jail time for him to be put away from society. Usually when we put people in jail and in prison, we put them away because we've deemed them some sort of hazard to society or menace to society or something like that. And it's best for them and for society to, for this person to be, you know, separated from the rest of the world. I don't think that's the case with Jussie. I don't think this is something that he is any sort of threat or danger to society. Perhaps his penance should be something like, you know, paying a fine, which is ironic, because this whole thing, if it turns out true that the rumors are true, he's going to have to pay a fine and pay out more money when he was committing this whole act to get more money, which is really weird in itself. Like I said, this whole act is weird. I can't even really fathom his plan if this was true. Like, you stage this attack, you know, you pay for some people to attack you. You spin it as this sort of attack on gay people or something like that to get more publicity in order to get more money. Is that what the deal was? And I don't even see how that would have worked out. Like, would the producers have been like, oh my God, he's had a tough run, we should give him more money? Like, is that how it works? It's weird, because it seems like it doesn't work like that. It seems like, you know, he has agents and stuff that if he wanted to go negotiate for more money, that would have been the better thing to do than stage this attack. But anyway, I think that he probably should be fined or something like that, because this, again, it has serious implications for society. But I don't think it's the case where he needs to serve jail time, especially any sort of substantial amount of jail time, like a year or anything like that. You know, if they maybe gave him 30 days or something like that, okay, I would probably be like, okay, or, you know, even, you know, 3 months or something like that, I would understand. But, you know, any sort of substantial jail time would be crazy to me. But this whole situation is really crazy. Like I said, I just think his penance should be, you know, that fine. He probably should offer an apology to, you know, the people who have been directly and indirectly affected by this. He should probably, you know, offer a public apology, you know, to people like, I think it's Robin Roberts' show who he went on and did that whole talk about, like, I don't see why anybody would make this up kind of thing. Offer an apology to her, offer an apology to his, you know, his followers, his fans and things like that, and then prepare to move on. Now, also, it's probably best, because I know that in a lot of ways, this is probably going to get spun into him having some sort of psychological issues, which may or may not be the case. If it is the case that he does have some sort of psychological issues, it's probably best that he be required to seek some sort of professional help, some counseling, you know, at the very least, you know, talk to somebody. And I'm always empathetic to stuff like that because I, you know, anybody in the LGBT community, I can imagine, you know, has a tough run in society. You know, they're always ostracized and things like that. So I'm always empathetic to things that happen with them and through them. And I can imagine that I don't really know too much about Jesse. I don't know if he came out gay like a long time ago or if people knew he was gay or this was a recent thing or anything like that. But in either case, I can imagine that somebody in his situation has probably had sort of a tough run just being, you know, gay, or I don't know if he's gay or bisexual or whatever the case may be. But if, you know, gay or whatever, I can imagine that somebody like that has had a tough run. So I'm always empathetic to stuff like that. So if it is the case that he has some psychological issues or anything like that, it's probably best that he be required to, you know, seek some professional help. So, you know, the apology, the fine, and some professional help to talk through this situation to help get him better. That's my thoughts on the whole thing. But I don't think that he should be put in jail at all. But I'm curious to know what you think. You know, do you think that he should be put in jail? Do you think he should be, like, you know, just locked away and put away from society, and that he deserves this and this was just a whole messed up thing? How do you feel about it? Leave me a message here and let me know, and we can talk a little bit more about it. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time. Hey, to all of you who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. And if you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description, or you can visit anchor.fm/Terrence-Fisher to become a monthly supporter. Again, that address is anchor.fm/TERENCE-FISHER, and you can become a monthly supporter today. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.